Hello everyone and welcome to Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect accompaniment to the sociable side of the global BIM crew. Today's guest is one of the Netherlands' most notable figures related to building information modelling, and his presentation was voted the best of BIM Show Live 2015. He's in charge of BIM research and development at TNO and is also the founder of the open source BIM Collective. To share his thoughts on BIM adoption in the Netherlands with us, it's Leon van Berlo. Hello!
Hi.
Really, really pleased to have you here on BIM Crunch today. And first of all, Leon, congratulations on being voted as the speaker with the best presentation at BIM Show Live alongside Arto, Kiv and Nyermi. It must have been a nice surprise to be voted the best and to win the BIMI Award.
It was indeed a very nice surprise. I was already on my way to the airport, but I also thought they would never vote someone from the Netherlands to win this award. So I was very honored and very surprised, yeah.
Well, obviously, it's a nice way to end BIM Show Live. So it was a really good presentation. For those who were not at BIM Show Live, they can view your slides online, can't they? To go alongside that, could you kind of briefly sum up what your talk was about?
Sure. Indeed, the slides are online. I think they're on SlideShare, and maybe you can even find them on BIM Crunch.
Possibly. I'll make sure we put a link. I'll make sure we put a link there as well.
Perfect. The title of the presentation was about collaborative engineering and collaborative design in the Netherlands. And most of the time, we're using IFC, the IFC data standard for that. So it was very use case driven. This is how we do it. And this is what we found looking at several projects in the Netherlands using IFC for collaboration. And as you said in the introduction, I work for TNO. It's a Netherlands research organization. So we try to look very objective, not looking at tools. We're not trying to sell anything. So I think the presentation was very looking from the outside towards projects without a specific preference for any software or working method. So yeah, most of the time we're in a luxury position to make some bold statements and to crunch some of the predefined motives of some of the other BIM managers.
Hopefully you can make some bold statements today. We're a big fan of those. So we'll find out in due course, I guess. Now, how did you come about to present the presentation with Arto? How do you two know each other and what's your background?
Arto is one of the BIM gurus. He's got a long history in this field. He was one of the first people to actually see the potential of BIM and to see how to get that actually working in practice. So I've been in contact with Arthur for several years now, and we see each other at conferences and do try to produce some research papers together. So it's been a long history together, and on the topic of collaborative design, collaborative engineering, we are basically on the same research field and on the same level. And since this presentation was in the UK and Arthur is located at the University of Liverpool, I thought of inviting him to the BIM show and have a dual presentation with him.
And it worked, so well done, that was a good idea. Now, we spoke to each other at the event, and you definitely have some honest opinions about a number of different topics relating to a lot of things in, you know, worldwide to do with BIM, but also in particular the UK. Now, the UK is often viewed as a world leader in our efforts to standardise BIM in particular. Yet a recent UK survey actually stated that most people don't think we are actually a world leader at all. What is your viewpoint? Do you think the UK are doing well in some aspects and need to improve in others? Is there anything that you're frustrated about that the UK are doing? What are your thoughts on how we're adopting BIM?
This is the part where you want some of the bold statements, probably, right?
Maybe.
Well, I'm really not sure on how the UK is doing, because we're a Netherlands-based organization. Half of our turnover is from outside of the Netherlands, but we don't really know the UK industry that well. We're not collaborating with UK partners that much, so it's really difficult for me to have an opinion on how the UK is doing. They're definitely leading the field at this moment on bringing potential to the industry. They've really made a statement that BIM is very important for the industry. So I think that is very that is a bold statement, and it's very good for the rest of the world to follow that statement. So in that sense, I think the UK is definitely leading. On other fields, I think we're in a fragmented industry. And there's a lot of smaller players that have nothing to gain or nothing to lose with BIM. that are actually making the difference on the technology side.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you mean. It is a fair point. You know, you can't, obviously, if you're not based in the UK and you're really liaising with a lot of partners, then you can't really judge on how we're doing, so that's fair enough. What's happening in the Netherlands at the moment? Because I know, in terms of software, Solibri is rather popular. You know, you obviously definitely know more than me about the state of BIM in the Netherlands. So can you kind of give me a bit more information about the state of BIM adoption in the Netherlands at the moment?
Well, I think in the Netherlands, there's people that are involved in BIM for many years now, and there's people that are just scratching the surface, that learned something new and heard about that BIM topic and just trying to get involved. I really see two different groups, two different tracks on how people are adopting BIM. Some of them are really looking at it from a top-down perspective, from a strategic level, reading a lot of publications about it, trying to form an opinion, trying to get that in the industry or in their organization. So it's really a top-down approach on how the world should be trying to implement that. And others just download a 30-day trial evaluation version of a BIM software package and just start doing tutorials and really coming from the other side, bottom up. And in the Netherlands, we always thought that was a good thing, top-down people, bottom-up, and somewhere in the middle they meet. But for some reason, when they come in the middle, they don't meet at the same spot. So I really think BIM adoption in the Netherlands at this moment is getting a top-down approach that is really focused on standardization and a bottom-up approach that says it just works like this, so why create a perfect world when it's already perfect? I think it's a crucial moment in time at this moment in the Netherlands where the top-down policymakers and the bottom-up actual BIM users have to meet each other somewhere in the middle and have to come together to really take the next step.
As I said, do you think that the government have more of a stance over BIM? Do you think, you know, following the UK, kind of a mandate, that could possibly help?
I think in the UK you don't have that problem because indeed the government says this is what we're going for, and you can have a discussion on if that's good or not, but at least the whole industry is working towards the same goal. And in the Netherlands, there's kind of two different groups discussing what the best way forward should be. And again, in a fragmented industry, different opinions lead to different implementations, which is not always a bad thing.
I totally agree with that. It's a fair point. Now, another different approach that we discussed at BIM Show Live was the BIM Task Group supported Digital BIM Toolkit, which has been released by a conglomerate ran by NBS. The toolkit has been praised by a majority of the UK, yet it's also drawn some criticism as well. Now, as someone with a viewpoint from outside of the UK who has obviously seen a little bit about the toolkit, what do you think of it?
Well, again, very difficult for me from the outside, not knowing the UK industry that well, to have an opinion on the BIM toolkit. I did see the criticism. I'm actually quite positive about the initiative. I think at this moment, from what I'm seeing from, again, really from the outside, is that the UK industry is at a moment in time where they have to learn the potential of BIM for themselves. And not only because the government is mandating it and because they have to use BIM, but because it's actually worthwhile and it's actually creating a lot of potential and value in their own field and in their own organization. And I think the BIM toolkit is perfect to gain that understanding. When you walk through the BIM toolkit, you actually see the potential and the actual value that BIM can bring for a project and for an organization. So that's perfect. The timing is perfect for the toolkit for the industry in the UK that is in a situation where the government is mandating. Like I also said in my presentation, it's a fragmented industry. And when you try to have one person mandating how people in a project should be collaborating, it's not always a good base to work on. But it's a first start. I think getting people to use it and to work with it and responding to the feedback and to the criticism is a very important point.